Storm and Stone are a group of local artists from the Blue Mountains. They've got a new single out. It's called A Town That Made Me. Let's have a little listen. That sounds absolutely delightful. Joining us to have a chat about it from Storm and Stone is August. August, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks, Andrew. And yourself?
Not so bad. Were you just sitting there enjoying your own music, were you? Did I hear you bouncing along in the background there?
I was. I think you've got to take the moments when they come, right?
Well, that's true. And if you can't enjoy your own music, whose are you going to enjoy?
100%. We do have to play it a lot, so we better be enjoying it.
That's all part of the gig. So tell us a little bit about Storm and Stone.
Storm and Stone is my band with my two siblings, my eldest sister and my youngest brother. Mm. And we started maybe three to five years ago. We always get it mixed up because we're a family. We're all obviously born from the same womb.
Yep.
We do, the time itself kind of blends together. But we started this three to five years ago. My sister and I had started writing first together. And then when my baby brother was old enough, because he just kind of started playing music and just was incredible in terms of guitar, we were like, you have to be in the band.
Right.
So he didn't get much of a choice.
So a lot of bands end up arguing about every little thing. I mean, given that you are a collection of siblings, does that mean you just got that out of the way? You got the arguing all done in your previous history and now you can just be a band that gets along?
I think our arguing has become very sophisticated in terms of how we argue.
Open warfare.
I think every band. Yeah, I think every band, realistically, like, there's always going to be creative differences. As you like grow older and you have new experiences and you hear new music, you get influenced and start wanting to talk about these different subjects. And it's natural that with a band you grow and shape and shift and change together. And so for us, there's no difference to us in another band where we do have creative differences. We probably just work it out a little bit quicker because the reality is we have to spend Christmas together, so we have to work it out. Or it's going to get real awkward.
Yeah, I mean, look, unless you become hugely famous and you've got your own private aircraft and you can head off in different directions, until that time, you're going to have to get along.
100%. But I even think if that happened for us, we'd probably still have the same way of having to deal with it. Our parents are very good in keeping us together as a close family unit.
How do you go about creating your music then? Is it just somebody goes off and writes a song and then plays it for the other two and you're like, okay, that works? Or is it a really collective approach?
It's different to every song. So we have some songs where it's been one of us has written maybe 80% of the song and then brought it to the band and gone, oh, how do we get it to the next 20%,
yeah,
and we'll work on it together. Or on other songs that we've worked together, it's that we've kind of like created it out of a couple of lines and turned it into something bigger, which has been really, really wonderful. We're very, we try to be as flexible in terms of everybody's creative output as much as possible.
Makes it a bit more organic that way, doesn't it? Just with a little bit here and a little bit from there, because no one person has all the solutions, do they?
No, 100%. It's one of those things that, again, because we're also, we vary in age between the three of us, we're all in different life stages, it brings a really, really different viewpoint from all of us, which I think translates into the music really well. I hope it does.
Well, it certainly sounds like it to me. It sounds absolutely lovely. Is there an album with this particular song?
There will be an album. It is on its way. We're slowly releasing single after single as we kind of work out what the front cover of that album's going to be.
The arguments have started again, obviously.
100%. We have very different views as to how it should be.
Should it be a matter of, all right, you get this album, then I'll have the next one, and then, you know, somebody else can have the third one. You know, do it in thirds as you go along.
I mean, I'm a Libra, so I'm very balanced when it comes to making these decisions. So it's always very much like, oh, I think maybe we should go this way. But however, because we're all a part of it, we should be making this decision together.
Yeah.
And that's something that I think what works with us as a band.
I appreciate you saying that, but you know, the person that's being interviewed is always going to be the one who gets along with everybody. It's when they're talking about you behind your back, that's when we find out what really is the case, August.
Well, I mean, they are my siblings. I'm sure I do think.
I'm sure they would say that too, yeah. Maybe not in an interview, though. Are you going to be out and about touring?
Probably they would.
Pardon? Are you going to be out and about touring to support the single?
We hope so. We're, at the moment, kind of focusing on getting these singles out and getting the music videos done, and in the lead up to the film that's actually coming out with, getting all of the paraphernalia and all that kind of stuff done with it. So we're hoping to be out on tour, and hopefully we'll be able to come out to the Hunter Valley to see everybody out there.
You would be more than welcome. We look forward to catching up with Storm and Stone here in the beautiful Hunter Valley at some time in the near distant future. August, thank you very much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.